Sophie Kim can sew fast. She places the needle down on a turquoise sliver of satin and presses her foot to the pedal. Sophie began sewing in elementary school after her parents bought her an inexpensive sewing machine and hasn't stopped since.
Pretty much my mom, the only thing she knew how to sew is just like in a straight line, pretty much. So I'm completely self-taught, so I just use like the internet and YouTube and stuff like that to find out how to do stuff.
Sophie's mom, Carol, remembers the first pair of jeans her daughter made for an American Girl doll.
She actually put little labels in the pockets, like the premium jeans. To this day, actually, that's probably been my most impressive because I just thought, oh my God, it looks like a jean that I would buy at the store and for her American Girl doll.
From dolls, Sophie progressed to making saddle pads for horses, anime-inspired costumes to wear to comic book conventions, and even junior prom dresses for her and a few friends. Carol says sewing has always been an outlet for her daughter, who just finished her junior year at Sage Ridge High School.
This has been like her major way of relieving her stress. She loves to just finish in one sitting. So she will actually sit there for like 3 or 4 hours just to finish the outfit after having studied for 3 or 4 hours. Loves it.
After Carol learned about the upcoming Reno fashion show, she reached out to the event organizers to see if they'd be interested in featuring her daughter's work. Brian Aranda, who directs the show, says he was a little skeptical at first, but once he saw Sophie's work, was blown away by the craftsmanship.
What Sophie is very remarkable because of her attention to detail. I have not seen designs of that quality from such a young age out of Reno.
Called Sophie Moya, her runway collection will feature 14 dresses, which Sophie has carefully hung from hangers on a rack in her living room.
For most of my pieces, I usually work with like a lot of satins and tulles because it's just like the tulle is just very like light, and if you gather it, it just looks really nice. And the satin just has like this kind of shiny, like fancy look to it.
Besides those fabrics, Sophie also employs rhinestones, ruching, and flower embellishments. Sorting through the cocktail-length dresses, Sophie points to a piece that is especially meaningful.
This was actually my prom dress, so pretty much it's just like a black dress with some tulle, and I actually painted the skirt and hand-placed all of these rhinestones on here, so it's supposed to like look like the galaxy, I guess.
Sophie said although she had a few dresses for the collection, she made about 6 in 1 week once she learned she was going to be included in the show. With about 1,000 people expected to attend this year, she says the pressure is on.
I'm really excited for the fashion show, but I'm also like really nervous at the same time because I'm just hoping that all my stuff is going to be on par with the rest of the designers.
Sophie's not sure if she'll pursue fashion professionally or just keep it as a hobby beyond high school. For now, she's just looking forward to designing her next costume to wear to an anime expo this fall. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.